Om Shanti, good morning. Again, a great pleasure to introduce Brother Nirve. Each person in the institution is very special, but I would say of Brother Nirve that he's extra special. He has the title of being the Secretary General of the Brahma Kumaris. So I would say it's many hats rolled in one. He is GM, CEO, COO, whatever you want to say. And he's also the managing trustee of the hospital, which you have visited, as well as the Janki Foundation for Global Healthcare in London. Brother Nirve was born in Punjab, and his background is he's trained as an electronics engineer, and he was in the Indian Navy for 9 years. At the early age of 20, he came in contact with the Brahma Kumaris, and he had very close association with Brahma Baba, the founder, and this inspired him to dedicate his life, still at a very early age, and he's been here with the institution since then. I think the uniqueness of Brother Nirve is that he played a very guiding role in the way the institution moved forward. The Dandis had, of course, all the spiritual background, but they were not totally in tune with the world. And it was Brother Nirve who guided and gave his advice of how the university could move ahead in changing times. The conferences and seminars, etc., that he has represented the university are just too many to expand on. And I think in the midst of all this, also to let you know that he was the guiding force in the development of this very complex, the Canopy for a Better World, the big complex down below, the retreat center in New Delhi, and the spiritual art gallery at Agra, as well as a retreat center in Hyderabad. In the midst of all this, he's kept a place in his heart for the development of the arts. He was also instrumental in getting the spiritual art gallery set up. He's an excellent orator and author, and his classes, his lectures have been made into 2 books, Spiritual Treasures and Insights of a Rajyogi. I think most of all, for those who don't know Hindi, Brother Nirve's name means the one who has no enmity or hatred. And I think this best describes him. He has such a clean heart. He has faced, of course, numerous, I won't say obstacles, but things that have come up in the development of the university. And he's always taken such a philosophical attitude to them. He says, let it be. So really such pure feelings in his heart for everyone and everything. Brother Nirve.
Om Shanti. Bharti Ben gave so many titles, but she forgot about something, that I am your little brother. The little ones, they don't speak much. So that kind of topic is given to me. Healing power of silence. The The question is, why do we need to discuss this topic? Do you feel the need? Is it really needed these days? From the newspapers, television news, radio, and other means of communication, what sort of vision we get about the present day world, the situation in the world? On personal level, everyone is having some kind or the other, facing crisis. Within one's own personality, so many conflicts take place. Among the families, some kind or other differences. Among the communities, competitive crisis. Among the nations, so many misunderstandings. And all over the world, you look at different places, there are conflicts, crises, upheavals. Because of selfishness, personal relations, they suffer a lot. As I learned from the media, the number of suicides among the young people is on the increase. So, on one side, conflicts, and on other side, to highlight these conflicts, the number of channels, television channels, is multiplying. In India, there are more than 130 channels. What will they be showing? They keep on repeating the same news, which is connected with violence, making people depressive, in no way it's feeding the minds of the people to experience inner peace, inner joy, inner happiness. The wise people keep on thinking how to bring peace and solace to the society. And therefore, the organizers of this retreat, they have thought about this subject. Healing power through silence. I'm sure you all know, they say, silence is golden. Speech is silver. Why do they say this? Silence is golden. When our minds are in silence, if we can achieve that, our thoughts are very elevated, very peaceful. And the thoughts of bringing happiness to each other, very positive thinking. Because of conflicts, there are people who go into silence, but they go into depression. Away from the experience of depression, away from the thoughts of conflict, and away from the thoughts of aggressiveness. To be totally positive, such silence where there is positivity within, that kind of silence has the power to heal. I think we all know when someone or the other from our families becomes sick, goes through some medical procedure, what do the doctors do? If there is some serious illness, the patient is given sedatives so that one can go to sleep. Rest. The thoughts are minimum. And if the private room is there, what kind of sign they put up outside the room? Silence. Too much of thinking makes a person exhausted. And you might have seen or heard, if someone is thinking a lot about business, about relations, or about any other thing, especially at the time of going to sleep, would get good sleep after several hours. And when one gets up in the morning, is not refreshed on getting up, the feeling is tiredness, still feeling drowsy, and to come out, cup of coffee or tea. The effect is again limited up to some hours. Then again a cup of tea or coffee. Through meditation, first thing is, we are able to visualize a few things, reset our pattern of thinking, and experience beautiful moments in silence. If you are practicing meditation and try to practice in such a way that you are able to retain your inner silence, first thing is, you are able to enjoy the beauty of silence. Second is, in silence, you are able to perceive your own true self. Third, in Indian scriptures they say, where there is silence, there is God. It's through silence we are able to communicate with the Supreme Being. We do say many prayers, while we are praying, our thoughts are elevated and we feel very nice, relieved, relaxed. But after the prayer, when we get started with our daily routine, the thoughts pattern changes. Sometimes the cartoonists, they show how a person's face, like the early morning sun, is smiling. Slowly it starts becoming serious. And by the time it's evening, it's very depressive. And in the West, what happens? People go to the pub or to a party. What do they drink? Alcohol. It helps. In what way? Changing your thought process, but not towards positivity. Temporary joy, temporary pleasure, and then depression. Drugs, they do the same thing. has been experienced by the meditators, those who meditate. They find it very interesting. Not only interesting, but very beneficial to meditate from time to time throughout the day and before going to bed. What is meditation doing? It's bringing back the self to its own true nature. What is our true nature? What's the nature of the soul? Being here for a couple of days and practicing meditation, silent meditation, I'm sure you must have discovered the beauty of silence. You must have experienced very beautiful moments in silence. Whether it is early morning, whether it is daytime, whether it is evening time, whether it is before going to bed. I have been meditating for 52 years. Little over 52. And my best experience is always when I meditate in silence. Within no time, hardly takes a second or two, the moment I think, the very first thought that I fly, though I am in this body, but I just think about myself. I am a spiritual being. I have come to this world to play my role. I belong to the Supreme Being. I take my mind on the basis of my thoughts. See myself internally through the third eye of wisdom, close to the Supreme Being. My spiritual self and God as my spiritual companion. Whether I think of Him as father, mother, friend. In Indian scriptures, especially the Gita, before the first chapter, in praise of God, in the form of a prayer, it's written about the relationship with God. Thou art our mother and father supreme. Thou art our friend and protector supreme. Thou art everything to me. All relations are so beautifully mentioned. And I'm sure in all the religions there are prayers to bring us close to God. If we can remain close to the Supreme Being. Just imagine if you go to Himalayas Many people share their experience. When they go up, their thoughts are so elevated. The atmosphere of that place helps in experiencing our own pure selves. And I remember when I was visiting the United States for the first time, we were traveling by car from LA to San Francisco. 5 hours drive. On the way, I started experiencing very melancholy feelings. I didn't understand why. We passed by a place, and after some time, those feelings were gone. My companions, the sisters who were looking after godly service there, Sister Denise and Sister Chandru, they shared that there was a slaughterhouse there. And just imagine, in a slaughterhouse, what would happen? The living animals, when they are slaughtered, what kind of vibration would it create? They are living beings, so when they are slaughtered, as per the activity going on anywhere, the vibration is created. After being in this place where meditation goes on throughout the year, through each day, not once a week, every day, morning till evening, how do you feel being here? Have you experienced any depressive thoughts? Anyone? Very peaceful. Because the directional thinking is such that we have to experience peace ourselves, and through our practice, we purposely create that vibration which helps others in the world to experience peace. Power of peace through meditation is tremendous because we get connected with the Source, with the Supreme Being. It's like what we learnt through science. If you bring one magnet near another piece of iron, even that iron becomes magnet. Even if we are in Iron Age in this world, in India we call it the age of darkness, Kali Yuga. But because of getting connected with the Source of spiritual power, of power of purity, power of love, power of virtue in silence. We become like that changed magnet from a piece of iron to a magnet, being very close to the source. We have to form our personal relationship with the Supreme Being. We are all believers. Is there anyone who is not a believer in this group? Anyone? Agnostic? Atheist? In India we have all kinds of people. But I am sure the seekers of inner peace, positive peace, we are all believers, and believers on the basis of wisdom, on the basis of knowledge, not blind faith. Even if someone believes blindly in the beginning, would have the realization, self-realization and God-realization. Excuse me. This was very timely. 'Through science we have learned something, that we can connect ourselves with the other person at any distance. Same way we can connect with the Source, the Supreme Being, very easily. It's through love from your heart. If you can love God, don't fear God. Because if you fear God, you can't go near God. This is very clear. Just think of your children. If they fear from anyone, they have fear from you or from anyone else, will they come near you? They will avoid you. So we, being God's children, eternal children, but we forgot, we lost sight of our relationship and the benefits we could receive. He reminds us, know yourself, feel yourself, experience yourself as my child, and see what benefits you receive. You return to your wisdom of being eternal souls. The fear of death goes. return to the knowledge of the Self and the Supreme on the basis of eternal relationship. That recognition, realization brings you the benefit of realizing your own eternity. And the power which is needed to heal our own hearts, the wisdom comes. There is nothing new. And if at all there is anything, it's based on cause and effect. We all say, well, if you suffer, it's your karma. Whatever actions we perform, the results are there. You have the freedom to perform your actions, but you are bound to receive the fruit of it. You have to enjoy or suffer on the basis of what kind of actions you performed. And there is something very beautiful in our experience. Sometimes we understand it, sometimes we ignore it. And that is intuition. Whenever you do anything, your own conscience tells you whether you are doing the right thing or wrong thing. And if you listen to your own conscience and do the right, you will not suffer. You will always receive the benefit. Happiness or unhappiness is based on the way we act. Everyone wants to be ever happy, ever peaceful. And that is based on, first thing, live by your own eternal qualities. In the first lesson we learn, each one of us are eternal souls, eternally gifted with the virtues of love, peace. Love and peace, just imagine, love and peace. If you hate someone, or if you are hated by someone, you will not enjoy peace at all. We can avoid hating because it's in our hands. But what about the other person? If he hates, for that we have to use power of silence to change that person's thoughts. You may think, how can it be possible? It happens. So power of healing in silence means, in silence you return to your own true self, true nature, connect internally, spiritually, with the Supreme Being. Multiply your own inner power of silence. And then see how beautiful this life becomes. All great people, they became great through silence. One of our prime ministers in India, he shared one of his stories, practical experience, visiting a saint. He had fixed appointment with him. He went all the way from Delhi to South India. When he reached there, the saint was meditating. He sat near him for half an hour, without words. The saint didn't speak to him. But he felt so enriched. He said, that was the most valuable experience of his life. In that half an hour, because of the saint meditating, he felt so much at peace, which he had never experienced in his life. And the Prime Minister was in age 88. Morarji Desai. I have seen personally Brahma Baba's example, Dadi Prakashmani's example, Dadi Janki's example. People just came to see them, returned totally transformed. So when we take to meditation, our search ends, development starts, spiritual development. I'm not boasting, but I share with you as my sisters and brothers. For the last 52 years, I haven't experienced peacelessness in my life. Very beautiful experience of inner peace, inner happiness, because after receiving this enlightenment, the experiences, all are my sisters and brothers. We are all global family. No hatred. And no fear also. Because if there is fear, then also you won't have peace. If you have hatred in your heart, then also you won't experience peace. So what is to be done on the practical side? We learnt a very simple way of getting rid of our weaknesses. Reflect on your own weaknesses. You can use a magnifying glass. Write it on a piece of paper and offer to God. No one else can take your weaknesses away, but He can. He has the power. Try it. Share your weaknesses wholeheartedly with God as your friend and see. He says, give your weaknesses to me as my children and I assure you, you will be totally transformed, totally virtuous, totally wiseless. Vices are the ones which bring peacelessness. Renunciation of vices would come only through power of silence. Because in silence, you can easily get connected with the Supreme Being in meditation. And that's the way to overcome. On one side, renunciation of weaknesses. The other side is recharging your batteries in positivity to the full. And then enjoy this life, each moment of this life, I must say. In positive thoughts, thoughts of virtuous life, thoughts of power. Nothing in this world can bring your happiness down. A happy heart would always enjoy peace, whether wakeful or whether in sleep. Om Shanti. Any questions? Let's try for 10 minutes. Being with the Supreme Being. Have the thoughts, we are pure and peaceful souls. We belong to the Supreme Soul, our Supreme Parent. We take our consciousness to that abode of silence where our Supreme Father dwells and just try to feel His nearness.
We're not going to clap, but we're going to do this to thank Brother Nirver coming and sharing with us his jewels. And he doesn't know, but we have a surprise. Because it was his birthday yesterday. It was his birthday yesterday. I really don't want to break your silence, but it was his birthday yesterday, and so we thought we'd celebrate here with all of you. And I don't know how we can sing silently, happy birthday. It's yours too. Okay, for 1 minute. Like this? Yeah. Yes, so actually two birthdays. One is, if it is your real birthday today, you can come up. Or yesterday, okay, or tomorrow, please come up. And the other celebration is if you feel that you're having a new spiritual birth, then you can come up as well. So who feels like this time here is their new spiritual birth? Please come up. Wow, a lot of babies being born. None of these brothers are having a spiritual birth? Yakub? Almost everyone, okay, no problem. Okay. So, brother?
Happy birthday to you. May good luck go with you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May good luck go with you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May good luck go with you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May good luck go with you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May good luck go with you.
So I guess we touch each one. You can touch each one so that, yeah. Brothers? Om Shanti. Three times, I think. Three times. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Okay, and once more. Om Shanti. Okay. But also everybody gets Toli now from Brother Nirver. So should you take your seats back, I think? Yeah? Okay, thank you.